Charles Dickens is credited with coining the phrase, as good as gold. But how good is gold, really? Hi, I'm Rob West. Inflation and several bank failures have a lot of folks thinking about buying gold and other precious metals these days. Mark Biller joins us today to give us his point of view, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, the inimitable Mark Biller is executive editor at Sound Mind Investing and underwriter of this program. Folks have tried to imitate him, but so far, no success. Mark, great to have you back with us, my friend.
Well, that is quite an intro, Rob. Glad to be back with you.
Well, we're thrilled. By the way, folks, if you have questions on this topic of buying precious metals, how they fit into your portfolio, how perhaps in these uncertain times you might think about adding gold or other precious metals, we'd love to hear from you in these first segments of the broadcast, specifically at 800-525-7000. We can also tackle your investing-related questions for Mark Biller this morning as well. Mark, of course, the latest issue of the SMI newsletter does a deep dive on gold. Listeners can go to soundmindinvesting.org and read that article. It's titled Checking Up on Gold. But why don't you set the stage for us, explaining why a lot of gold watchers expected gold prices to be halfway to the moon by now and why that hasn't happened?
Yeah, absolutely. So when investors think about gold and what drives its price up and down, there are a handful of things that typically stand out. You've got inflation, government spending, wars and other types of fear episodes and so on. And so when we think back over the last 3 years, you know, what have we had? Well, we started with a global pandemic and all the fear that went along with that. Then we had massive monetary and fiscal stimulus in response, which led to the most significant inflation spike in 40 years. Then we had a major war breakout in Europe. And since then, we've had continued huge government deficit spending and tons of market uncertainty. So when you add all of that up, it would seem like this would have been the perfect storm to drive gold's price massively higher. But that really hasn't happened. If we look back, gold peaked in August of 2020 at around $2,070 an ounce. Then it fell about 20% down to almost $1,600 by last November. Now, we've had a nice bounce back towards the $2,000 an ounce level since then. But the point I'm trying to make, Rob, is that gold is actually cheaper today than it was in the summer of 2020, despite all that's happened since then.
Yeah, that's a really helpful background. What you just described, though, has perplexed a lot of folks, Mark. So what do you attribute that to?
Yeah, well, one of the main points that we make in the article is that gold isn't just one thing. And what I mean by that is, you know, gold is an inflation hedge, but it's not just an inflation hedge.
Yeah.
It is a hedge against war and other types of fear episodes, but it isn't just that either. Gold responds to a lot of different factors, so expecting it to move up and down perfectly relative to any one of these factors often leads investors to be confused and disappointed. Now, ironically, the one factor that probably correlates the best to gold's performance, at least recently, is one that most people don't really think about at all, and that's interest rates. Now, when you think about it that way, the past couple years make a little more sense. So in the summer of 2020, when gold was peaking, interest rates were at rock-bottom levels. And what's happened since? Well, interest rates are up significantly since then. So the Fed funds rate, for example, was less than 0.25% then. Now it's almost 5.5%. Yeah. So that huge move higher in interest rates has really played a significant role in keeping the price of gold from soaring like a lot of people expected. We make a pretty strong case in the article, actually, that based on what interest rates have done over the last few years, we would actually normally expect gold to be significantly lower than it is today. So you can kind of look at it, Rob, and say, rather than being disappointed that gold isn't higher, I'm actually pretty impressed that it's held up as well as it has.
Yeah, really helpful, Mark. Well, we're going to continue this conversation. Why do interest rates affect gold so much? How should you think about gold investments? Physical gold, trading gold in ETFs? What other options do you have? And where might the price be going from here? That and much more with Mark Biller. Your questions as well. 800-525-7000. We'll be right back.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Many in our world believe that if you're wronged, you can return the favor. In their case, two wrongs make it right. But Christ presents us with a better way to live, one based not on vengeance, but on grace. In Luke 6, Jesus said, "But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you." Rather than returning a wrong with another wrong, Jesus tells us to love, to do good to our enemies, even pray for them. These are the actions of people who know they've been given grace. Those who have been given grace should be the first to show grace to others. Grow in your walk with Christ. Visit GetAnchored.com.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. And here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
You couldn't say anything challenging Dr. Fauci or you were spreading disinformation. But I mean, you can look up Bigfoot right now. Is Facebook going to come in or is YouTube going to come in and say this is misinformation? No, they don't do that. They only do that against conservative ideology on politics or government or culture. Or if you disagree with Dr. Fauci.
Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from LitePoint Portfolios, which seeks out family and faith-friendly investments for 401k and 403b plans, integrating faith values and fiduciary duty. LitePoint Portfolios offers retirement plans for a variety of organizations such as businesses, nonprofits, and churches, and we're grateful for their sponsorship of the Faith and Finance Program. More information is available at lightpointportfolios.com.
Hope for Zambia, empowered by family legacy, is a ministry providing hope to vulnerable and orphan children in Zambia by investing into their spiritual, intellectual, physical, and emotional growth and well-being. Whether distributing 5 million meals each year to students or empowering them to graduate from high school and go on to pursue post-secondary education, we believe that when you educate a child, you change their world. Go to hopeforzambia.com/faith to transform a life.
Grateful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. This is where we apply the wisdom from God's Word to your financial decisions and choices. We've got phone lines open today at 800-525-7000. For this portion of the broadcast, we're talking about investing, specifically investing in precious metals. We'd love to take your questions on gold, precious metals, and just more broadly, your investing-related questions for this first portion of the broadcast. You can call right now with lines open. Our guest today, Mark Biller, investing expert and executive editor at Sound Mind Investing. He's here to answer your questions at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. We're talking about gold, and you might be surprised to hear what Mark shared just before the break, that despite all of the fear and uncertainty out there, despite all of the marketing around gold IRAs and the like, gold is actually cheaper today than it was in the summer of 2020. Why is that? Well, Mark said, among other reasons, it's closely tied to interest rates, and we know what has happened and what's likely to continue to happening with regard to rising interest rates. But Mark, explain that for a moment. Why do interest rates matter so much to the gold price?
Yeah, well, I think certainly over the shorter term, and by that I mean these last few years, The easiest way to think about it, Rob, is to recognize that gold doesn't pay any type of yield, whereas most of the other safety assets, the types of things that gold typically competes with, they do pay a yield. So any type of savings account, bond, traditionally safe place to park money, has been offering higher and higher yields over these last few years as interest rates have risen. And that makes those assets more attractive relative to gold, which doesn't pay a yield. So we typically see gold rise in price as interest rates fall and vice versa when rates rise as they have lately.
Yeah, that's really helpful. And I just appreciate that backdrop on what drives gold prices. Now, how does SMI typically suggest investors approach owning gold or other precious metals? There's, of course, a difference between physical gold and then trading gold in ETFs, for instance.
Yeah, there certainly is, and they both have pros and cons. So owning the physical metal obviously has a lot of advantages. You've got it right there in your hands if things ever really get bad. There's no counterparty risk where you're relying on a bank or some other company to make good on the gold that you own through a fund or ETF or some other product. So there's a lot to like about owning physical gold or other metals directly. But there are also some downsides. So one of those is buying and selling physical metal is typically pretty expensive. So most people can't reasonably dollar cost average or make frequent purchases of physical gold. And then you've got the safety issue. You know, beyond a pretty minimal dollar amount of physical gold, you've really got to start thinking carefully about the safety of how you're going to store it. If you're going to have it at your home, that's not great. If you don't have it at your home, then you're kind of getting into storage costs and all of the downsides of not having it right there in your hands. So the way SMI typically breaks it down is this. We think that having a small allocation of physical gold or metals is a great idea. But we kind of encourage people to think of that as a forever allocation, something that ideally you'll never need to sell. What we're really trying to get at is you don't want to be transacting in and out of the physical metals because it's just so expensive.
Yeah.
Then on top of that physical forever allocation, which for most people is probably not going to be more than about 5% of their total portfolio, just realistically because of those issues I just shared, then on top of that, the physical allocation, we'll use the gold ETFs to supplement that allocation as conditions warrant. So these ETFs trade just like any other stock or mutual fund, which makes them really easy to buy and sell, unlike physical gold. So we have a particular SMI strategy that provides signals to us when it's a particularly good time or bad time to have a higher allocation to gold. So our ETF allocation to gold will move up and down. So when we put those two together, most of our members at SMI have a small constant allocation of physical gold. Then they have this variable allocation to gold ETFs.
Yeah, that's so helpful, Mark. And I think just gives a really good way to think about their gold ownership in those two buckets. Well, we're going to continue this conversation, of course, but let's take some phone calls. We've got two lines open. Your questions for Mark Biller today on gold, precious metals, or just investing related topics at 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's head to Georgia. Gail, you'll be our first caller. Go ahead.
Hello. I was listening to Mark, and I wonder if he can give us a recommendation on the percentage of our total portfolio that we may consider safe to invest in precious metals to hedge against economic downturns.
Yeah, very good. He just alluded to that, but let's get more specific to your situation, Gail, and have him weigh in on that. Just give us a quick rundown of your age, stage of life, and what investable assets you have currently.
Okay. My husband and I are in our early 70s. We're both retired from professional careers. We have saved in the financial markets primarily through stocks, mutual funds, annuities. We have rental property, and we have land as well, and it's all free and clear. We have
okay.
no debt.
Very good. And so, are you living off of an income from any of those investments?
Mainly Social Security and a pension.
Okay, so you have a modest lifestyle, and most of your investable assets just continue to grow. Mark, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so Gail, I think that the key to understanding gold and other precious metals is that you really ought to be thinking about those more as a store of value rather than something that's going to increase your purchasing power. And that becomes pretty important because what it means is somebody who has all of their expenses currently met and really doesn't need to be increasing their purchasing power in the future, they just need to maintain their purchasing power. For those folks, maybe a little bit more in precious metals could make sense, especially if they have some concerns, as many people do, about, you know, the economy, the dollar, those sorts of things. But for somebody like, say, earlier in their career who's saving towards retirement, most people, as they're accumulating towards retirement, they really need more than just a store of value, something that isn't going to decline in purchasing power. They actually are hoping that their savings are going to increase their purchasing power over time, and that's why financial professionals typically steer people in that accumulation phase towards assets like stocks, which can actually grow that purchasing power. Gold and precious metals, you know, there's the old saying about how an ounce of gold would buy a fine man's suit from way back in Shakespeare's time all the way till today. Well, that's wonderful as long as you've already got, you know, all the purchasing power that you need. But most people, as their savings, they don't. So they really don't want to over allocate to precious metals. Like I was saying, 5% as a starting point with maybe a flexible allocation that takes that up more towards 10 is probably going to be appropriate for most people most of the time.
Very good. Gail, thanks for your call. I hope that's helpful. More with Mark Biller just around the corner. 800-525-7000. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is going to blow your mind. The American Medical Association recently published an article in their AMA Journal of Ethics that suggests we, the taxpayers, should foot the bill for biological men who want to look and feel more like a woman, including procedures that would let men conceive children. You heard that right. This insanity can't be allowed to gain traction. Please urge the AMA to stop this idea that would lead to human disfigurement. Sign our petition today at afa.net.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
This fall, believers from across America will gather in our nation's capital. We'll hear from government leaders, policy experts, and leading Christian voices, learning how we can engage in government at every level, from local school boards to state legislatures to Congress and even the White House, to win back the soul of our nation. Join with us for the Pray, Vote, Stand Summit, Believe and Engage, September 15th through 17th. Register now at PrayVoteStand.org.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at EventideInvestments.com. That's EventideInvestments.com.
Here at the AFA Foundation, we help families just like yours shore up permanent income for their retirement years through our charitable gift annuities.
Chelsea Wildman.
We would love to work with you to see if a charitable gift annuity is right for your situation.
Call 800-326-4543, extension 345. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345.
why not reach out to the AFA Foundation team today?
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. With me today, Mark Biller, executive editor at Sound Mind Investing and underwriter of this program, to read the article that serves as the backdrop to our conversation on gold and precious metals. Head over to soundmindinvesting.org and read the article titled Checking Up on Gold. I think it will be helpful to you. We're going to head back to the phones here in just a moment. But first, Mark, you were saying that, of course, there are pros and cons to owning the physical metal versus more of an ETF or a fund that allows you to trade gold, so to speak. For that portion that is in an ETF or a fund, you said, you know, one of the potential downsides is the counterparty risk, where you're relying on a bank or a company to make good on the gold you own. How big of a risk is that? And is there truly enough gold behind all of these funds and ETFs to make good on all of the investors that are actually in them?
That's a great question, Rob. And for a lot of people, it's really the million-dollar question, because so much of the physical gold marketing really revolves around stirring up concern over the potential inability of the ETFs, the so-called paper gold, to make good on their promises. And their promise is that they have physical gold backing all of the shares of the ETFs. The providers get audited on a regular basis, and supposedly that gold is there. Now, as an individual, of course, we're always having to take somebody's word for it. If it's not in our hands, you know, we're trusting those auditors, we're trusting those companies. We've written a little bit over the last couple of years about why we prefer some of the certain gold ETFs over other ones on that basis, just because we feel a little bit more comfortable with those claims at certain ones. But the big question is, you know, can we trust any of the ETFs? We think that we can, or we wouldn't invest in them. But of course, that is a little bit of an open question, and that is why some people prefer to have the physical gold. Now, again, that kind of gets into a question of how much are we talking about. If you're talking about a really small allocation of your portfolio, I would say go for it. Own the physical gold. There are times at SMI when we'll take our people's gold allocation up to 15% or more, and that's just too much for people to be trading in and out of, because 6 months later, a year later, we might say, okay, we're taking that back down. So yeah, we need that flexibility of the ETF. We feel like the risks involved and the safeguards that are around those ETFs are sufficient. But not everyone's going to draw that same conclusion. And for those folks, you know, they're going to have to figure out how does that translate to a reasonable physical metal allocation that they can store safely, that doesn't put them at risk by having too much in their home, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's really helpful. We're going to head to the phones here in just a second. Terrell and Mark coming your way. First, though, Frida called. She wasn't able to hold, so I'd love for you just to weigh in on her question. She was asking about the possibility she had heard of the government actually confiscating your gold. Do you want to weigh in on that one?
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, we can't rule it out because it's happened before. Back in the 1930s, under FDR, he actually did sign an order that required by law all U.S. citizens to turn in their physical gold holdings. So anytime we see the government has done something like that in the past, we can't rule out that possibility. Now, I would say there are several differences that make that pretty unlikely today, even though we can't rule it out. First and foremost, When that happened in the 30s, the United States was on a gold standard, which meant that its currency, the dollar, was convertible for gold. They were interchangeable. And so there are a lot of problems with the gold standard. We don't want to go into all of that. But because of those challenges for the government wanted to move away from that. And so they needed to, in that era, when one, gold was convertible to the dollar directly, and two, pretty much everybody was using physical currency, coins and bills, unlike today when we use physical currency very, very little, they needed to make that gold less accessible so that people would rely on the dollar, because there was a real problem there with people preferring the gold over the dollar. Today, so few people own any gold and nobody uses it as currency at all. So the need or the desire for the government to do something like that, it's just an apples and oranges comparison. There's really no reason why they would do that. Much more likely, if the government, if you want to go down the conspiracy thinking trail, much more likely that they would try to manipulate the gold price and make it seem as if gold wasn't as valuable to send signals to people through the markets that way, because people just don't use it as, they don't use gold as money. And that's the big difference between now and the 30s, when people did use physical coinage and gold coins and that sort of thing and could convert their gold directly to currency. So some really big differences there, Rob. I would not overweight that concern while also saying you can never rule it out. If a government gets desperate, they're going to do what they have to do.
Yeah, very good. That's helpful. All right, Taro and Mark, we're going to come your way in just a moment. I've got to hit a break here, so we'll come to you right after that break. I don't want to cut you off with your questions. Mark, we've covered a lot of ground here. This article at soundmindinvesting.org, it really does a more deep dive than even we've been able to cover today, right?
Yeah, for sure. It absolutely does. And probably most importantly, it gets into kind of what we see as the outlook for gold. So all of this backward-looking stuff is great, but what people are really interested in is what should we expect going forward, and we spend a lot of time in the article on that.
Yeah, that's great. You can find it at soundmindinvesting.org. Its title is Checking Up on Gold, soundmindinvesting.org. When we come back, Taro wants to talk about gold as a hedge against digital currency, and Mark wants to talk about protecting assets by moving them into physical gold. Back with much more. Stay with us.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Weekday mornings at 8 Central, Pastor Jeff Shreve offers real truth for today.
I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries.
The world around us is rapidly changing, but God and His truth will never change.
I may be the host of the show, but I want God's Word and His truth to be the star of the show.
Join Pastor Jeff Shreve each weekday morning at 8 Central for Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
God's Word is packed with life-changing wisdom about your finances. And FaithFi is here to help you and many others to be wise stewards of God's resources. As a nonprofit organization, we rely on help from FaithFi patrons, supporters of this mission, to help us continue and expand our outreach. Please consider becoming a monthly FaithFi patron. Visit faithfi.com and click Give on the homepage.
What does the American Family Association stand for?
We believe true morality flows from biblical principles and directs people to the manner in which God intends them to live.
These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us as we seek to stop the erosion of godly values.
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience. And she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries' biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Well, it's great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. With me today, the executive editor at Sound Mind Investing, investing expert Mark Biller. We're talking about an article that was featured in the SMI newsletter that Mark authored. You'll find it at soundmindinvesting.org. No subscription required. You can jump right into that article titled Checking Up on Gold. Let's get to as many calls as we can here in the next couple of segments. We'll go to Tennessee. Terrell, thanks for your patience. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. I appreciate the great information that you're giving.
Thank you.
And I've got a question about gold.
Yes, sir.
Looking at the digital dollar, is it possible that gold or any other precious metal would be an alternative to those who don't want to deal with the digital dollar?
Great question. Mark, your thoughts?
Yeah, it is a great question, Terrell. It's those are uncomfortable questions because we just really don't know how a lot of that is likely to play out. You would certainly think that if at some point down the road some kind of a digital currency is introduced, that the government is probably going to try to push that pretty heavily, and it could get to a place where that is the bulk of people's transacting. And so if that is the case, for those trying to transact outside the system, they would need to have some way to do that. And of course, it's very natural for your first thought to be, well, what about gold and other precious metals? There are so many possibilities in that it's hard to give any kind of definitive answer. But it certainly is, worth thinking about, and worth thinking about, in that type of situation, if you were going to have some kind of a small physical metals allocation, is it advantageous maybe to have some diversification even within that, meaning like smaller incremental pieces? So, for example, one thing you can do on the silver side is dealers will sell things called junk bags or bags of junk silver, which are just simply dimes, quarters, and half dollars from before 1965, when those coins actually contained actual silver. Now, what's the advantage of that? Well, simply that you would have a lot of smaller coinage that if you were ever actually needing to trade with that, could come in handy. So that would be, one possible application of that idea, as opposed to having, say, 1 ounce gold coins where you're locked up a lot of value in very small number of coins. So I wish there was more that I could give you that was solid on that trail. It's just such a hard question because we just don't know what form, what speed that would be coming. Hopefully we'll have a long period where even if that is introduced, it's introduced as an option as opposed to something that we all have to transition to right away, really quickly. So Hope that helps. Rob, do you have any other thoughts on that?
No, I think that's great. Just be careful with the fear mongering that typically goes on, you know, around this topic, and recognize what Mark said is that's still likely a long way off. It is going to require an act of Congress. Congress is deeply divided over this topic for good reason, because of the loss of privacy, namely. But we appreciate you calling today, Terrell. To Kentucky. Hi, Mark. How can we help you?
Hey, Mark. This is Mark. Appreciate you taking
hey,
my
Mark.
Call. I tell you what, this whole thing, I don't know, where do I begin, where do I end? I'll say this. So as we're continuing to recognize, look at the sign of the times, because this is a Christian station, and, you know, the things that are going on are just amazing. Now, some people like Mike Lindell would say, it's an amazing time. It's the best time to live, because there is such an amazing opportunity for things to change. But the one, when you look, focus on the financial side of things, and the instability, the concerns about digital currency and yada, 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 it's like, okay, my wife and I said, we did go out, and I think, you know, we put about, $10,000 in physical silver. And we got the junk coins so that we could physically, practically have something to use to buy bread or whatever, or trade with neighbors or something, right? So we practically got that. I've got a year's food supply dehydrated in my basement, right? So we're not preppers, but we're conscientious and observant about what's going on, right? So we don't unfortunately, well, I don't know if it's unfortunate or not, because we're only visiting this planet anyway. So I don't own my home. I don't really have, we don't have, other than the debt of the home, we don't have debt. We do use credit cards, but we pay them off each month. We do have some investments in which most of the investments in my life have not gone well. But we do have some with Baird Financial. And what I'm considering, because I heard at a Reawaken America conference, a company called Beverly Hills. I don't really like the name of their company, Beverly Hills Precious Metals. But anyway, they're in Beverly Hills, and yeah. And their accounts are backed by physical gold. And I'm saying, well, you know, if the dollar all of a sudden goes poof, it's worthless, it's useless. The people that got all their millions and billions of dollars that are in numbers, you know, there is no real money since we left the gold standard, right? And I'm thinking just to transition all of those investments, that just different 401k, the different, this is how ignorant I am. I don't know what kind of vehicles they are, but I know they're things that are pre-tax dollars that I can't touch. We're in our 60s, so I don't have the penalty. If I just say, you know, so all I've got to do is I got to pay income tax on it, I guess. If I transfer it over to these other kinds of accounts that are backed by, you know, physical gold in a physical vault somewhere.
Yeah. Let's get Mark to weigh in on this. Mark, just as you look through a biblical worldview and just consider all that Mark's thinking, how might you counsel him?
Yeah, a lot of things there, Mark, and I certainly understand a lot of the concerns. I think the biggest thing that I would suggest is just to be careful about and maybe resist a little bit kind of an all or none kind of way of thinking about precious metals and investments. So unfortunately, we can look back through history and see periods where, you know, a couple decades go by and the gold price does nothing and just declines. And that's where I was getting into the idea that at best, really all we can expect is gold to be a store of value. And so, you know, as we're looking at long periods of time, even a 20 or more year retirement, we kind of need to have that purchasing power at least keeping up, if not growing over that time. So, yeah, I understand the concerns around the dollar, all of those types of things, but I would just caution not to put all our eggs in one basket. And diversification is a theme that we come back to over and over again on this program and in the SMI newsletter. It's a biblical principle for investing, and it's really important here, because if you load up on gold and all your eggs are in that basket, if it doesn't pan out, you know, and you never really need it for why you're buying it, then you've missed some other opportunities. So you really have to weigh that carefully and prayerfully. But, you know, I wish you the best on that, Mark. Hope that, that helps you.
I appreciate your call, Mark, and you sharing transparently what you and your wife are thinking and praying about. Back with our final segment with Mark Biller just after this. Stay with us.
Jenna Ellis in the morning.
You need to be very concerned about what your children are being exposed to if they go to a public school or even if they go to a Christian school. Parents are not just allowed, they have a constitutionally protected fundamental right that is God-given to direct the education, well-being, and faith options of their children.
Jenna Ellis in the morning, weekdays at 7 Central on American Family Radio.
The world around us is constantly challenging the way we think. That's why we need a constant source of information that's based on the unchanging Word of God. I'm Jeff Shambley, and I invite you to join me for The Stand Radio, a weekly program that highlights the latest trends in culture, faith, and family. You'll hear insightful interviews with a biblical worldview application. The Stand Radio, Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 8 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
Have you downloaded the FaithFi app yet? You need to do that today, because this is going to make your life easier. Yes, you can manage your money through the in-app envelope feature, but also plan out future goals. I want to buy a house in 5 years, and I'm on track to do that. Here's also what I like. You can connect with people around the country. It's like social media, but better. Ask a question, get an answer, and share what you're learning about money and investing. So why don't you grab your phone right now and download the FaithFi app?
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
So thankful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. With me today, Mark Biller, Executive Editor at Sound Mind Investing. We're talking about a recent article in the SMI newsletter. It's called Checking Up on Gold, a deep dive into gold, its performance, and how you should think about it for your portfolio. You can check it out today at soundmindinvesting.org. Back to the phones to Texas. Jay, go right ahead.
Couple of questions for Mark. One is, how about diversification in precious metals into something like platinum and palladium? Also, what do you think about rare coins as an investment?
Very good, Mark.
So let's tackle the rare coins first. So rare coins are more like collectibles. So that's a little bit more of a specialty area. If you're primarily wanting to invest in precious metals for the reasons we've been talking about on this program today, then I would suggest to most people that they avoid numismatic, is what they call it, or those rare coins, because you do need some specialty knowledge, expertise, all of the things around transacting. Those costs just go up quite a bit when you're talking about rare coins. So that's not to say they're bad. They're just something different. That's kind of like talking about almost like a whole different investing class that's really more collectible type stuff. As far as diversifying into other metals, you know, I kind of look at precious metals as being gold and then everything else. So I would treat, you know, my gold investments as the ones that are going to be the most stable, that are going to react as a monetary metal, and then everything else, and that really includes silver also, those are going to be a little bit more like industrial type metals and things that are going to probably be impacted more by what's going on in the economy and the economic strength or weakness going on. Again, that's not to say they're bad. They're just different. And so to recognize that difference, you know, with the outlook for a recession ahead, I would be kind of cautious about silver and the other metals on this side of an approaching potential recession, because if they are impacted by the economy more and the economy is weak ahead, then that would not be good for those, for silver, for platinum, palladium, the other metals. So that's kind of how I would size it up, Jay. Not to say you shouldn't, just be careful, know what the drivers are. And with gold, those drivers tend to be more monetary issues. With the others, they tend to be more economic, industrial type issues. So some pretty big distinctions there.
Yeah, very good. Jay, thank you for your call. Mark, we're going to throw in a bonus question here. This one's a little off topic, but Joyce has a car warranty expiring today. Joyce in New Jersey, go ahead.
Yes, hi. How are you?
We're doing well, thanks. How can we help you?
Yes, I had a question. My husband and I were considering. We have a vehicle. We've had it for 7 years. It's only 37,000 miles. It's a Subaru. And the warranty, which was 7 years, expires today, August 30th. So we just want to know, probably should we extend it, like for another 5 or 7 through the Subaru dealership?
Yeah.
We've had no trouble with it.
Yeah. Wow, and you guys don't drive very much either. You've only got 37,000 miles on a 7-year-old car. I assume, Joyce, you take pretty good care of it as well?
Always maintaining it.
Yeah, yes. I would expect so. Mark, what do you and the team at SMI say about extended warranties, especially in light of Joyce's situation where she's taking really good care of this car and not driving it very much?
Yeah, well, our overall framework is usually it doesn't pay to insure things that you don't need to insure. So if you have the capacity to pay for repairs and things that you might expect to come up over the next few years with that car, then our general approach would be to not pay up front for the insurance coverage for that and to just absorb those out of pocket. That's probably doubly true with a car that's still very low mileage. There's really no reason to expect that you're going to have issues with a car at 37,000 miles. You know, typically with most cars, you're not running into more expensive repairs until you're getting up, you know, certainly towards 75 or 90,000 miles. So that would be my take on it. Yeah. Rob, what do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think you're exactly right, just in terms of the framework as well as Joyce and your specific situation. So perhaps take what you were going to spend on that and stick it in the emergency fund and let that accrue some good interest and just keep driving that car, keep the low mileage and keep maintaining it. I think you'll probably be in pretty good shape. We appreciate your call today. Mark, back to our topic at hand today. You mentioned at the top of the broadcast that gold prices, despite the uncertainty, despite the looming recession, despite the rise in interest rates, have been somewhat disappointing. What is your outlook at gold there at SMI?
Yeah, well, we think that the outlook, the long-term outlook, is very strong. And tying this back to what we were talking about originally with interest rates, we've seen interest rates go up so much now. If there is any type of recession or economic pullback in the future, typically the pattern is what we've seen so far. You have interest rates going up before a recession. They come down quite a bit during a recession. Falling interest rates is good for gold. Also, in recessions, typically governments spend to get out of recession, and so that kind of kicks into the virtuous cycle for gold as well. So there's a lot to like about the outlook for gold. We're allocated very heavily to it right now at SMI. The one caveat that I would throw out there is that as the economy heads into recession, I'm not saying we will, but if we do, very often that is accompanied by some kind of either mild or severe market turmoil. And when those periods of kind of investor panic hit, gold and precious metals tend to get hit right along with the market. Part of that is people sell what they can rather than what they really want to, and gold is very liquid. So usually you see in those types of environments like 2008, 2020, you see gold take a big hit it goes down before it then bounces and recovers very well. So I would just caution folks who are thinking maybe I need to go out and increase my gold position quite a bit. You may not want to load the boat completely here, but maybe you hold back a little bit in anticipation that there may be a buying opportunity at some point on the horizon where you might be able to take advantage of that temporary hit when everything goes down, including gold, and then ride that recovery that gold usually does very, very well in. If you look back at like the March to August run for gold in 2020, gold got hit in March with everything else, February and March, but then it recovered very, very strongly in the months following. So that's kind of our short-term and long-term outlook for gold. Very strong long-term, little bit of a caution short-term, but hopefully that's helpful, Rob.
Yeah, Mark. Anything on the BRICS announcement in July that they were going to use gold behind that digital currency?
No, there's so many things that have to happen before that would actually be any type of viable alternative to the dollar. There's a lot of desire on the part of those countries to move away from the dollar, but very little ability. They really have very little in common between those countries other than their desire to kind of change the current system. Now, the one thing that is relevant to gold there is those countries and other countries have been buying a lot of gold through their central banks to use as national reserves. And so that, I think, and we talk about this in the article we've been discussing, I think that has been a big reason why we haven't seen gold drop as much as we would expect, given what's happened with interest rates. And I think that's because there's been that steady underlying bid from these national central banks gobbling up a lot of gold. So I don't really think this gold-backed currency is really much of a thing for us to really have to be concerned about or deal with right now. But the very fact that they're talking about it is kind of providing support for the gold price. So that's good for gold investors.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Mark, just 60 seconds left. Tie a bow on this for us. But looking through a biblical worldview, of course, a lot of talk about fear and uncertainty. Obviously, our trust needs to remain in the Lord, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does. You know, there has always been uncertainty. There have always been issues and problems. And, you know, to be frank, gold has helped people through some of those in the past. But our salvation is never in that. Our security is never in that. Our security is in the Lord. And we need to be asking prayerfully for the Lord's direction and how we interpret information like we've been discussing today and how we apply that to our savings and our investing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, Mark, appreciate so much our partnership with you and the team at SMI. Thanks for your time today. We covered a lot of ground. It was really helpful, and we'll look forward to having you back again real soon.
Thanks, Rob. Always my pleasure.
All right. That's Mark Biller, executive editor at Sound Mind Investing. You can read this article, Checking Up on Gold, at soundmindinvesting.org. No subscription required. It's there for your reading pleasure, soundmindinvesting.org. Well, on behalf of my team today, Jim Henry, Robert Sutherland, Robert Youngblood, and Devin Patrick, I'm Rob West. So thankful that you are along with us today. I hope what we shared was helpful and encouraging, and perhaps gave you a different perspective on gold, but ultimately pointed you back to a biblical worldview that God owns it all. We're stewards and we're brief sojourners here on this earth. So let's keep focused on the eternal. Have a great rest of your day and come back and join us tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.